Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, hey, hey. All right. Hey, always. It's a pleasure to have your grandson be able to introduce you to what you're doing in terms of a radio show and all the things that you're doing in your life, because the most important thing as we push forward and move our family's development, for all those out there to listen, is having our families connected to what we do in the real world. Not the fake world, but the real world. And so I'm honored to be able to have my grandson be able to introduce me and introduce this show to you. And then I also need to also thank you, the 19,904 listeners every day. The numbers are going up. You know, and this thing is so amazing. Over the last 30 days, there have been 3,000 new listeners who have tuned in to Home-Based Business 101. So I'm just going to pause a second and just ask all of the people out there that's listening to clap for them, because that means a lot to us in terms of Movements Unlimited as we do this program. Over the last 30 days, 3,000 new people have come and listened to this show. And we are excited and ecstatic about the fact that 3,000 new people have come by and dropped by and listened. Now, you know, tonight's show is our normal Thursday night show where we talk about how you can get cash back and 30% vendor commission and all of that. And, you know, we're gonna touch on some of that. But, you know, the other side is that tonight I want to talk to the listening audience and speak from the heart. And what I mean by speaking from the heart is that, hey, we all right now are physically alive, and thank God that, you know, we were all blessed to see another day. And I'm not trying to preach gloom and doom. But for some people today, this is going to be their last day in the physical sense. For those of us that are listening, I pray that this is not our last day in the physical sense. But the reality of life is that in the physical sense, we're finite, which means there's an ending and a beginning. But at the same time, we make a mark. And as we make a mark, there's some things that live beyond our physical existence. And so, you know, tonight, you know, my thing is I just want to share from the heart about life and living as we deal with our existing businesses and the things we're doing with our families and all of those phenomena, because they don't really mean a hill of beans if we don't have our life in order. Now, you know, I want people to really hear me tonight. You know, yes, I'm very concerned about the financial things I'm doing and being able to make money and all of that. But life is more than money. See, money is a vehicle to help me be able to do some things. So in relationship to what's going on is that I'm able to position myself to find a way to work to do the good as a human being that I see in terms of doing the good. And hopefully, as you're listening out there, whether you're involved in what we're doing, and, you know, we're going to share, you know, that, you know, before the program is over tonight and all of that, is that whatever you're doing, that hopefully in your heart, our hearts, that there's something that you're connected to and that you're doing that is about the good for, yeah, specific people you're related to, but in essence, by helping those people, it's also for the benefit and the good of all people. Because that's what this whole thing really boils down to. And I know y'all saying, wow, what are you talking about, Baba Jaheed? Tonight's supposed Thursday night mall call. You're supposed to be telling us about how to use a mall and shop and get cash back. And I'm going to get to that. But it don't mean nothing if there's no good in you. It doesn't mean nothing if you can't find good in other people. It doesn't mean anything if you can't find good in what's going on in life, because the other side is this. None of us are going to physically, and I'm using the word physically because I also believe in a spiritual dimension to our lives, but physically, none of us are going to live forever. None of us. Now, if you got the secret to how you going to physically live forever, please give me a call. I'm going to get my number right now real quick. 252-977-6834. 252-977-6834. If you didn't figure that out, please, you know, hey, enlighten me so I can get that secret also. But I say that to say is that we have to leave a mark here on earth through what we do. That's what everything that I've learned over these past 58 years have taught me, and conclusions that I have come to, and at the same time coming to those conclusions, how can I honestly and legitimately share with other people ways and means to improve their existence while they tread through this physical existence on this phenomena called Earth. And again, yeah, there's some material things that we all want to be able to accomplish, but it's deeper than the material things, because I've come to the conclusion, and the thing is, I've been understood this, but today it just sort of hit sync even more, is that you'll never get what you want materially until you have the material and the spiritual balanced and connected to work for you. I hope you hear what I'm saying. See, that's why you have people out here who are going through knip-knops and changes and problems and all kind of other things, because they put one over the other. It's all about balance. And until you have a balance between your physical, which is the material, your physical existence and your spiritual existence, you will never find the harmony that you're looking for. I hope you hear me clearly tonight, people. And I'm not intending to make this a church show tonight, even though I spent time in the seminary and other things, but it's just something that's just laying heavy on my heart tonight about how to connect the physical with the spiritual to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. Some of us are so spiritually out there that we don't want to deal with the physical realities, and then some are so into the physical realities that they don't want to deal with the spiritual realities. And you're missing out. It's got to be a healthy balance between the two. And I don't care what it is that you're involved in. See, all, as I always say on this program, and I'm going to bring up a person in a little while who I see is tuning in, who knows, you know, where we stand, and who also, we're not involved in the same companies, but we spiritually believe in the same things, is that it doesn't matter what opportunity you use to fulfill your dreams, because they all work, but it can only work for you if you're grounded spiritually, if you're grounded in which you actually live a righteous life. Now, see, for some people, that's difficult because some people don't want to live right. Now, when I say live right, that's not really that difficult. If you're married and you love your wife, then live right. That don't mean if you're married and you love your wife that you're supposed to have a mistress on the side. That's immoral. If if you're doing certain things, you got to know the fact that there's somebody watching over you, and that you got to be able to know at the end of the day that you can rest comfortably and know that, yes, the Lord is my shepherd, and that God is watching over me, and that you can be able to see, not to me. You ain't got to answer to me. I ain't interested in you answering to me. See, but I know at the end of the day, I have to be able to answer to God and be able to say, hey, Lord, I put in a great day today. And as you know, some temptations came my way. And I said, get behind me. You know, and you see, people, you go to church and y'all say these statements and all of that. But how many people operationalize them? Get behind me, Satan. Yeah, okay, well, you know, for the brothers out there, when, you know, you get them temptations and people come at you a certain way and you know that you ain't supposed to be doing what you're doing. But, you know, and then people, they make excuses. Well, you know, hey, brother, the flesh is weak. Well, you know, hey, but come on, let's be real. You claim that you have an understanding. So if you have an understanding, you're supposed to be able to say, get behind me, Satan, move on out the way. You're supposed to be able, already see it when it's coming. See, and again, I'm not here to condemn anybody. We're not condemning anybody tonight on the show, but you're supposed to have enough sense to see foolishness when it presents itself to you and look at it and laugh. That's what I do at 58 years old. When foolishness presents its path in front of me, I can look at it and I can laugh in the face of foolishness and say, I don't know why that old devil is thinking he can be that tricky, that after all of these years that he still think he can get me. And so, see, these are business principles that will help you whatever you're doing. And, you know, yeah, we want people involved in what we do, and I'm going to share some things about that. But again, as I said, before we wrap up tonight, but I just want to lay a backdrop about spiritual principles and network marketing and being able to move forward in whatever you do, because, see, to me, these are fundamental principles that if anybody uses, I don't care what business opportunity you're involved in, you will excel. Did you hear what I said? I hope you hear what I said. Is that I don't care what business opportunity you're involved in, if you deal with these fundamental principles, you will excel. See, don't be in it just for the money. That's where we make a mistake. Some of us are in things and all we want is the money. Give me the money, honey. Don't matter how I get it. You know, hey, I just want to get it. Well, you know, if your base desire is about just getting something for the sake of getting it and you don't have no principles, no stance, you get it. But you're going to get also a whole bunch of other stuff. And so you need to make sure that you ground it in what you're doing and ground it in having an upright life. Because when you do, believe me, the windows of heaven will open up for you and you will be blessed beyond your wildest imagination, because you are fundamentally grounded in great and important spiritual principles that will help your business elevate and move you to the other levels. I've seen people through my 30-plus years in network marketing, people that have come and gone, people that have made money, and then people say, wow, what happened to them? And then people, they always ask me that, you know, and I said, well, you know, hey, they, you know, spiritually they wasn't grounded. And so they was here, they made a bunch of money, but they gone. And people said, well, but they was a leader. I said, no, they weren't a leader. They were just a person who knew how to make a bunch of money, but they weren't grounded spiritually. And so by not being grounded spiritually, see, you following them for the fleshy desires. And you thought that they was doing something great. Yeah, they knew how to sell and make money, but their life was cruddy. And because their life was cruddy, it came and it's gone. And so it's important that you be able to focus on that. What I want to do, I'm gonna reach out here and see if I get some feedback from one of our supporters, and then I'm going to go ahead and close out with a message from the founder of the company as we talk about what we do. And so, but this other person, you know, we're not in the same company, and I'm pretty sure they pretty much in the line with what I'm talking about. They wouldn't even be listening tonight. So pull up Ruth. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, I know I might have been rambling a little bit there, but based on, you know, what I'm trying to put out there to the audience tonight, you know, and you know you're in another company, but we communicate about a lot of things. What do you feel about that whole thing in terms of being grounded and doing right and doing good?
You know, Baba Jahi, you were not rambling, first of all. And thank you for putting this topic on the table. What I feel about it is that you're talking about the basics, you know, the foundation. So it wasn't rambling. It was a great place to start. And us being in different companies, we're all in the same industry. So we're all, you know, we're all ambassadors for this industry. But I'm just really kind of floored because I didn't think that the call would be about, you know, I'm tuning in for a Thursday night mall call. And you're taking this to a whole different level. And actually, it makes you go, you're saying, let's look at ourselves. Being balanced, you know, you have to have all areas of your life supported. The physical, the spiritual, the mental, the financial. Yes, if you're just focusing on one of those, you're off center. You know, you're not something. If you're not looking at all of them, one area is lacking. So I'm just listening to you and taking notes and looking in the mirror. And you're really talking about the foundations of your character, integrity, and something that I always strive to be, and that is being a leader in this industry that people want to follow. So
yeah, because as
I might be rambling now for all I can say, but this is really deep.
Yeah, because as we build teams, you know, the people that you go and share with, they got to be more than a sale to you.
Oh, yes. They're not a number. You know, we've always been told in this business years back when I first came in, I was told it's a numbers game. Go out there and just go through. If you talk to 10 people, one of them are going to join you. But if you don't understand, first of all, why you are doing this business, nothing else matters. So when I go out to talk to people, first of all, I know why I'm doing my business. Mm-hmm. And then I go find out why they want to do business, the network marketing. Before I even try to show them anything else about it, I get to know their why. Because behind that why is their life. Most of the time people want, you know, it's all about family, and it's not about money. It's about having enough money to take care of that family, yes, but it's much more than just money.
And somebody and, they feel they can trust.
Yes. You have
because
to
they come, you know, you people say, well, I recruited them. No, it's deeper than that. You know, you said something. They said they want to get involved, but they got involved because at a certain point they're feeling as though that they can trust you. And what happens is when people only see them as a number, you have abandoned their trust.
You are taking advantage of them. You know,
mm-hmm.
people do, one thing that we do, I do believe in is that people join you because they know you, they like you, and they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are different levels of the know, like, and trust, but that's where it all starts. So, yes, trust, if there's no trust, there's no relationship.
Right, there's no relationship, and too often for some people who, you know, unfortunately for some people who have not learned that that reason or have that in their heart of hearts as they get involved in this industry, unfortunately, and as I say out there to the listeners, unfortunately, some people get misused. But
mm-hmm.
the thing is, if you are connected with people that are genuine, such as Ruth and myself, and there are genuine people in the industry. I want people to make sure that as we talk about this topic, that it's not that there are not genuine people in the industry. Some people come into the industry and they haven't fully developed and blossomed and really understand that it's more than about making money, but really, as they said, it's called relationship marketing. And with that, it's important that we develop genuine relationships with the people who get involved with us, even if they don't stick and stay.
Mm-hmm. And even if they, you know, my adage or my mantra is, to when I meet someone, I want to leave them better than, you know, they were when they came to me.
Right.
I coach and mentor a lot of people, and that's my goal, is to get to know them and give, you know, show them the options. A lot of people just don't know what's available to them in terms of this great industry we're in. But it all really boils down to them knowing themselves. And what you started out with this tonight, that is really the foundation of it's just phenomenal, really, what you're speaking on. Getting to know yourself and know your why. If you know, you know, live on your work, live your values, work your values, you will have success. You will not be a victim, because there are some people, you know, you're trusting in yourself keeps you, and knowing yourself in this industry allows you not to be a victim to some of the other, you know, to some of the other principles that are being taught, I should say. Like what we said about the numbers, it's a numbers game.
Yeah,
you know better.
Yeah, because my thing is I bring somebody in, if they don't make any money, I feel bad. I feel real bad because that's my goal, is to make sure I didn't share something with them, I didn't told them something,
mm-hmm.
they believed in me, they signed up, and if they don't make any money, then I feel as though, because I'm, you know, I grew up in the hood, so for me, I feel as though that if I don't help them do that, I didn't jack them,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to have, when I go to sleep at night. Because that's the other thing, people, is that, as I said earlier, is that all of our days are numbered on a physical sense. Yes, spiritually, we have eternity. But in this physical phenomena that we're dealing with, it's limited. And, you know, it's like my grandmother's, who I was close to. I still remember that you know, them and their presence, and I know spiritually they're still watching over me, but I sure wish I could sit down with my grandmother today in the physical sense and have a cup of tea with her, you know, because she just inspired me so much to other things I'm saying, but at the same time, with the people that we engage in what we do, is that you got to feel connected to them, and if you don't, mm-hmm. then you need to question why are you doing what you're doing.
Yes, and you know what you're saying about the time here. You know, our body, the physical, there's a finite end to our lives, but mm-hmm. the spirit is infinite. There is no end mm-hmm. to the spirit. That just goes on and on, and we, you know, you like you're just saying here. You're remembering your grandmother. You that's a spirit inside. That touched a place in your heart. And that's the connection. It's the heart connection. Mm-hmm. So what in this industry, what you're talking here, you're teaching people to get it from your head to your heart, head to your heart. You're teaching heart level principles here. And when we usually come on calls, we're trying to get the skills. But what you're saying is it starts before that. And right. it's got to start. It has to come from the heart. You have to work from the heart, learn from the heart. And, you know, this is a heart business. The heart is what matters.
Yeah, I mean, and it's the same with I see with, you know, the organization you're involved in as – they talk about y'all have a piece called Being All In.
Being All In, yes.
You know, and with that, it's you're all in because you've made a commitment to you know to respond to things a certain kind of way, and being all the way in. It's not like, well, I'm just in this thing to a certain point or. Mm-hmm. And they have some people that have a philosophy called "fake it till you make it," and you know stuff like that. And I could never buy into that because I can't fake nothing. I'm just so real. It's that if I ain't making no money, I'm gonna tell people I ain't made no money yet, or you know whatever I made. You know, it's like you know I share with people. Well, these are my checks. This is what I made. But I'm saying
right.
But then there's some people they have the thing. Fake it till you make it, you know.
Well, you know what, Baba Jahi, I don't mean to cut you off, but in these days of computer digitization, anything can be fake. They can mm-hmm. You can get one of your bonus checks in the mail. Mine come every week, but I could take that computer and change a zero and just put a couple of zeros on there, and it's a completely different number. But you in your heart know what you made.
Right.
So I tell my team, if you fake it, you won't make it. Because
right.
thanks to Google now, everybody can find out everything about you. There are no secrets anymore. But I do tell them, faith it, F-A-I-T-E. You have to now faith it till you make it. You have to believe. In yourself, number one, in what you're doing, in your company, in the company's products, and in your team. And if you don't have enough faith or belief right now, borrow Baba Jahi. Borrow Sister Cynthia. You know, because this is not, you know, network marketing is simple, but it's not easy. And, you know, there is something called fear that holds us back. But because you are a great team leader, all they have to do is look at you, and you all are the shining example of, yes, you will make it. I tell people, don't say I can, say I will.
Mm.
So, I don't know, you can get me talking all night long on this. You really, that's why I say you got me going, this is really deep.
Well, I just wanted to take a different approach tonight. And as we really, you know, wind down, I'm going to go into, you know, the theme of the show tonight is for those out there that's listening. And I thank you for, you know, staying on listening to us as we went through all of that. But we part of the first part of the show was basically what I call integrity call. Mm-hmm. Because without integrity, there's nothing. I'm going to bring up in a few minutes a message from the founder of our company. But I want to just share with people as I get ready to wind down and wrap up for the night. Again, you know, what we offer as a company, we're offering something where basically we're not competing with anybody. We're not asking anybody to quit doing anything that they're doing. We just want to show people how to shop and get 30% of the vendor commission on things that you're already going to go do. And you don't have to quit companies that you're in. We're not interested in you trying to do what I call the thing that I don't do, cross-recruiting. You ain't got to go recruit nobody. We just want you to use the vehicle. The vehicle is a way in which people can save money on items that you're going to spend money on irregardless, and knowing how to do that, because this is what's going on. Now, I'm going to give you a little backdrop before I bring up a message from the founder. Our company was faced with some crossroad decisions, and for some of you that are familiar with the company, you know, the company YTB International, and then we developed a branch called Zamzoo, which is our e-commerce side and all of that. In 2008, we was challenged by California, and, you know, we won the lawsuit, and, you know, everything that they said, again, you know, was untrue, just bold-faced lies. But, you know, it's just that's the whole political thing that you go through. And, you know, there's a lot of times when people get personally challenged. It's like right now, you know, and I'm not going to go into detail around that, but right now, out there for those people that are following stuff that's going on in the church community, you're familiar with, there are some challenges that Bishop Eddie Long is faced with. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I mean, I pray that whatever he's challenged about, that as they get to the bottom of it, that, you know, it ain't what people say it is. And we'll find out. I'm not here to condemn him, convict him, or anything. But the bottom line is that, again, with that, as you see with anything, people are challenged, sometimes justly, sometimes unjustly. Our company was challenged, and we beat all of the challenges because there were lies. And then the company was faced with how to move forward. The company was going to create a franchise opportunity in which we could have took what we had and sell it to people for $2,500 and about $150 to $200 monthly maintenance fee. And there was a lot of people that would have made a lot of money off of that. But the founder of the company wanted to do something different. And because and you'll hear on the call that I'm going to bring up, it's about a four-minute piece, he'll share with you, you know, what happened when he was young and he was at his mother's deathbed. But he wanted to do something different. And what he wanted to do different, he said, well, yes, I can be the founder of the largest franchise in America. And there's some people that are going to benefit from this and make money. He said, but I want to do something different. I want to be able to help the everyday people. I want to be able to help the people in the highways and the byways and whatever. And so he went to the board meeting. And when he went to the board meeting, and they said, well, what are you suggesting, Coach? And that's his name, Coach. His name is J. Lloyd Toma, but people we effectively call him Coach. And Coach says, as opposed, you know, to those people that pay $500 to get involved in the business, and even though we can upgrade it to $2,500 and make it a franchise opportunity, and people can pay about $150 to $200 franchise maintenance fee. He said, I want to give it away. I just want to give it to people for free. And he said, everybody at the board meeting, they almost passed out. Because it's like, well, why? Wait a minute, hold on. Everybody pay. He says, I want to give it away. He says, because I want to do something to help the everyday people. And so what people paid money for, he took the company and put us in a whole nother realm. We give away what we used to sell for $500. So, you know, people that are listening tonight, you know, you can give us a call and we can, you know, take you through what we call a website presentation and show you how you can get your free gift, your free online e-commerce business site. Doesn't cost you nothing. You don't have to quit doing anything that you're already doing. But he decided he wanted to give it away. Now, where did he get the idea from? Those of you that's old enough to remember about AOL, when AOL pushed forward to do its market saturation piece, you got probably, if you're my age, you got those AOL discs in the mail. And people were getting 3, 4, 5 of them almost every month, every other month. From AOL to 3.0 to 4.0 to 5.0 to 6.0 to 7.0 to 8.0 to 9.0. I think that's the last one I remember, AOL 9.0. But they would send them out to you free every month for you to go in and make AOL your internet provider. Well, what we're doing right now, we're giving away e-commerce sites that people pay $500 for free. And you can benefit from it, use it, and you get 30% of the vendor commission back on it. We also are helping churches and nonprofits take advantage of this. And as they take advantage of it, a church can come into business, be a broker, and give this away to everybody in their congregation and help the churches be able to have better tithing offers. Nonprofits, I have a nonprofit. And we do is we give this away to our nonprofit supporters and for free. They get to use it, and whatever they make, we get a dollar-for-dollar match. Okay, without any further ado, I'm going to bring up this little four-minute piece here with Coach Tomer talking about the significance of this as he was talking to some pastors, and then I'm going to close up.
I'm just so thrilled to see this happening all across the country. And I got congratulations to a couple of new directors, I guess, that just been promoted. They're being promoted, James Sabath, that I can, nearly one a day. And, when you get that director's promotion, also comes a $10,000 bonus check. But I am so thrilled. I heard so many talking about a live calling, and I heard them talking about, prophecies, and I don't very often, bring this up, but it's so important to me that at 16 years old, when my mother said to my two sisters, you're going to go to college and be teachers, and they went, and one was 12, one was 16, 17, and they both went and taught for 40 years, said to my brother, you're going to stay here on the farm. He's still there on the farm. And then she said to me the day before she died, she said, Lloyd, God has something special for you that's going to make this whole country a better place. Go and find it. And James, I believe that that was a lot of years ago, about 60 years ago. And I finally, our convention this year, when we were able to announce something we've been selling for $500 and $50 a month for people to have that internet booking system that would let them earn money by their friends and family going on and booking travel on the internet, for us to take and change our model and give it away. And when I first announced that I'd like to do that, about everybody at the home office passed out because, how do you give something away that you have tens of billions of dollars in developing? And, the answer came that if you read there's teachings of a pretty good teacher that said that if you go out into the highways and byways and you get the blame and the ones that are hurt, the ones that are beat up, the ones that are losing their house, the ones that are struggling just to make it, the ones that are trying to just simply hang on to the car for one more month, and give them something that hundreds of thousands of people have paid $500 down and $50 a month for, and you give it to them, and they can go out and earn that extra few $100 a month that could change their life. And I really see, the last day I have at a county now, we gave out over 920. We're going to be giving out tens of thousands. This is brand new. It's just starting. And so they could bless their church. They could bless their members of the church, the ministries all around the country. And not only that, the people who the church gives it to is going to have, be able to get cash back, earn 30% of whatever we're paying. You know, that isn't 30% of the number. It's 30% of whatever we give to them. And then the person who did that, whether it's the church or the pastor or who it may be, is going to earn the same thing. So, James, I believe that we're on the fulfillment of my mother's prophecy on my life. We are going to make this country a better place. We're going to see, we're seeing tens of thousands now. It's going to be hundreds of thousands. We're going to be blessing millions and millions of people. And I thank you, Jane, for giving me a few moments with these wonderful pastors and leaders that you have on the call today.
Okay, that was Coach J. Lloyd Tolmer on a pastor's call that we have on Mondays as we reach out to the believer community and share information, and as I'm talking with our churches here, because, you know, overall in our community, there's a lot of suffering going on. And basically, you know, commerce has moved to the Internet. And as Robert Kiyosaki talks about, we're in a new age. It's called the information age. And the company that we're involved in is positioning people to take advantage of the information age. And now that we're positioning people to take advantage of the information age, for those that just want to have a site and be blessed and use it, we ain't even charging you anything to do that. I mean, because the heart of the founder is that big. He's a retired pastor. And this thing is, he said, go out to the highways and the byways and bring in those people and give them something that can help ease the pain that they're going through. And for those that want to get involved in the business, in order to be able to give it away, you can come in as a broker. And a broker is the person that can go give it away to people. And even with that, he says it's a broker. Hey, $49.95, you'd be a broker, and you can give it away. But you don't have to be a broker to benefit from it, because you can get with someone that is a broker, such as myself, and we can bless you with a gift that can change the way your shopping and money comes out for you. So, you know, hey, tonight I really hope that you heard our message. You know, we sort of had a little church up in here tonight, but there's nothing wrong with that, because we need to make sure that the things that we do, they are spiritually grounded. And I just want to thank all of those people that are tuned in tonight, that have listened. And as you listen to this live or pick it up in the archive, God bless you. Share the message, because there is a blessing going forth on this earth to help benefit people. And whether you take advantage of this one or another one, people, find a way to reach out and bless others, because that's the only way we're going to change all that we see in front of us. Well, you know what time it is now. It's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Yes, it's time for me to put on my theme song called It's My Time. Make it your time, people. God bless you, and I really appreciate you listening in tonight.
We hope you enjoyed this success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.